Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. Cowboys getting ready for Missouri after a tough loss last Saturday to Washington State at home. We've got sophomore defensive lineman Revonte Holt joining us here on the program. Revonte, what's happening, man? How are things going?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
Doing all right. You know, this first time we've had a chance to chat with you, and you know, you had six tackles last Saturday. How tough is it after such a good performance in the first game to come back and now, you know, going into another your third game of the season off your first loss? It's a lot different this week, right? I mean, so how different is it? How tough is it this week? And how quickly do you put that behind you?
It was a very tough loss for us, especially because the game was ours. The game was supposed to be won by us, but we just didn't finish. So this week, last time I was focused this week, is just finishing with everything we do.
To be right there, I mean, you guys are up 19-13. I think everybody would say at that point the game was going the way you guys wanted to. The defense was playing well. What kind of happened, do you think? Was it, you know, Coach Bull mentions loss of focus, some penalty. What do you, in your mind, do you think happened when you guys led 19-13 to allow Washington State to do what they did the rest of the way?
I just think we let off the gas pedal. And then this week, we're not going to let that happen this week. And also try to play district football so we won't have major penalties that hurt us in the end.
How do you think that happens, though, when you say you let off the gas pedal? Is it something that you can kind of pinpoint to, or is that just one of those things that happens? What do you think?
I think it's just one of those things that happen. You know, you get too lax because you're up. And we forget playing good teams. You can't count to happen. We got to finish.
You guys pride yourself as a defensive line at getting to the quarterback, and when, you know, their quarterback drops back 57 times and you guys didn't get a sack, how disappointing was that for you guys knowing that happened, considering how much pressure you put on the quarterback in week one and how much you guys pride yourselves on that?
Yeah, that's what hurts the most as a defensive line. We felt like we didn't get back there as good as we should have. And this week in practice, we're going to focus on rushing as a unit to make sure that we bring pressure to the quarterback.
Is that a credit to what Washington State has as an offensive line, or would you say more so on you guys just not doing what you typically are able to do, in your opinion?
I feel it was definitely more so on us, because the plays where we did what we were supposed to do, and we rushed as a unit, you brought pressure to the quarterback, and it resulted in bad throws. And yeah, we just got to keep rushing as a unit.
We're talking to Revonte Holt here on the Sports Zone. How much of a learning experience can a game like that be, where now you do have that focus this week to get after the quarterback a little bit? Do you feel like that's something you can learn from and carry over with you for the next? Well, I mean, you still got 10 games left in this season.
Yeah, I feel it was a big learning experience because we had the game won. All we had to do was just finish, and we didn't. So we have to make sure we do that this week and for the rest of the season.
What about the penalties? You mentioned being disciplined, you know, the number of penalties that had, especially late in the game. Is that something that was addressed, I'm guessing, afterwards? And how do you get back, how do you get away from that sort of thing?
Yeah, our coach addressed that. That was one of the major problems for our team that game. And we just got to keep playing disciplined football to avoid those penalties.
You played in 9 games and had 3 starts last year as a freshman, Revonte. How big was that for you to see the field that early and produce the way you did as a Wyoming Cowboy as a true freshman?
It was very big for me because that was my main goal coming here, was to play as a freshman, and I was glad that I was able to do that. And then unfortunately, I tore my ACL last year, so that's why my season was cut short.
Right. To be back so quickly off after a torn ACL, I mean, what kind of work was that, you know, for you to come back so quickly?
It was a really, truly hard grind, and I had to stay consistent every day. And I had to learn that it wasn't going to be easy. So when it got harder, I just kept giving more and more effort and kept grinding. And also, it was a big help from our staff. We have great sports nutrition here to help me get back early.
Was that your first major injury you've really gone through, or have you had others?
No, that was the first injury I've ever had with football.
I mean,
so
yeah,
it hit me really hard when it happened.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. Yeah, mentally more than anything, maybe to come back. Was that a hard hurdle to overcome, the mental aspect?
Yeah. The hardest part of coming back is just the mental toughness and trusting yourself that you're ready to go. That's the biggest part for me to get over.
Are you playing with a knee brace right now, or are you free and easy right now with your knee?
I'm free and easy. I don't have a knee brace on, so.
Man, that's
why I'm trying to get over the mental toughness.
That's impressive.
Trust my knee.
That's impressive. That is impressive, man. That's really, really impressive to come back. When were you officially cleared? Do you know like the time period? How many months it was before you were officially cleared from your injury from surgery?
Don't. But it was towards the end of our summer conditioning workouts.
Okay. Do you remember, you tallied one sack last year, do you remember your first sack as a Wyoming Cowboy, and who was it against?
It was against Gardner Webb.
Okay.
And, yes, I do remember it. I just had a serious move, spin back out, and I got the sack.
How cool was that, though, I mean, to get your first sack? I mean, that's what defensive linemen live for. That and probably a fumble recovery for a touchdown. But sacks, you know, that's a big deal. That's what you guys play for. What was that like for you? And, just take me through that a little bit.
It was very exciting for me. And it only made me hungry to, get more sacks. I'm still trying to get some more this year.
So you guys will face maybe the best quarterback you'll see all year this week with Missouri, Drew Locke. I mean, some put him as a Heisman Trophy candidate, and they've got the best offense in the Southeastern Conference. How do you guys feel about going up and taking this big of a challenge right now, after especially coming off of a performance where you guys, I think, admittedly didn't play your best? How much motivation do you have going into this week now?
I'm very motivated because I'm confident that We can beat this team, mm-hmm. and I think we're ready for the challenge.
You guys had a quarterback in Josh Allen last year. I don't know. I wouldn't say he's similar to this guy, but going up against him maybe in practices, does that help? Did that help at all? Maybe in preparing for what you'll see this Saturday or not?
I guess it could help.
Yeah.
But we have really good quarterbacks on the team all around that gave us. Mm-hmm. Good looks and practice, so I think we'll be prepared for him.
I don't know how much Missouri film you've seen early on this week as we do this interview, but what stands out to you from Missouri, from the quarterback that you'll be seeing on Saturday?
I haven't seen much film yet, mm-hmm. but the main focus that people have talked about is the O-line and the quarterback. So when I watch him, I'll focus more on that. Let's watch it.
Awesome. Hey, Revonte, it certainly was a pleasure visiting with you today, and best of luck at Missouri, and hopefully rebound well and come back with the win. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.